Hey, this is Irene. I've been waiting for you. Thank you for joining me, mixing it up with me right here on the mix. You're listening to CBiz Media. Brag on it. Brag buttons represent your brand. At special events, for your business, your brand, anywhere and everywhere you go. Check us out at CBizTVMedia.com and click on the Brag tab. Hey everyone, I'm going to talk a little bit about 90 Day Fiancé, Happily Ever After. I wasn't really sure I was feeling this series and wasn't sure I was going to do any coverage on it. And I may be off and on with it, I'm not really sure, but stay with me, see what I do next. When I do my recaps and chats and stuff on 90 Day and other programs, especially if it's a numerous number of cast members, I pull out the ones that really interest me the most. So I'm going to pull those out when it comes to this recap. 90 Day Fiancé, of course, is a reality show featuring couples, one from America, one from another country. These two people combine. And it just shows different things they have to go through in order to be together. It's called 90 Day Fiancé. They have only so much time to marry if they want their partner to stay in the country. Visas and all of that are involved. And speaking of visas and all of this different citizenship and all of these things, travel, lifestyle, when it comes to people from other countries and Americans combining, for all of you that follow the 90 Day franchise, you remember Jasmine and Gino. They've been on multiple times, and Jasmine is whiny. She reminds me of a Latina Lucille Ball, except she's less entertaining and engaging at times. Sometimes she can be annoying, but I was a little reluctant to partially to follow this series because Gino and Jasmine were just kind of getting on my nerves with their back and forth, their issues, kind of the same things coming up over and over again. And Jasmine to me seems like she overly exaggerates things to the point where I feel like it's a joke. So they are part of the reason why I was really not sure if I was going to follow or cover this. But we'll see what happens as I continue. Sometimes when I start watching, I say, okay, I can't stop. I have to finish and see what's going on. But with them, again, like I was saying, speaking of visas and citizenship and all of that, Jasmine and Gino are now married. And she's trying to get her children to come over to America now. Gino did all the paperwork on his own, so they decided to go to a lawyer and, you know, get some ideas of how they can get Jasmine's children over from her country. And come to find out that Gino should have filed that paperwork when he filed for her to come over as his wife, and it could take about up to 2 years at this point for her kids to get there. So Jasmine is now in tears, and I really understand her tears at this point. And this time, in this situation, Gino refuses to hire a lawyer. The lawyer will be about $5,000, and he just says he doesn't have the money. To me, he's being super insensitive. To me, she is being, you know, she's saying, well, we have to. There's no option. I need my kids. But she is putting him in a financial position, in a financial bind. But again, I see where she's coming from, and as a man, I feel like Gino should step up and say, okay, I'll see what I can do, versus his attitude is, no, I'm not doing this, I'm just going to file it on my own. He said it's going to take 2 years, whether I do it or he does it, the lawyers or whatever. So they're kind of at a standstill in their relationship because of this. She now hates him. They're bad-mouthing each other. He's calling her dumb. She's saying negative things about him. and everything is kind of just falling apart because of the situation with the kids. And he says, you know, well, it's your fault too. I mean, you should have been making sure your kids got over here as well during this whole process. And then she continues to cry and says, you're right, it is my fault. So, you know, I'm in different 90-day groups on Facebook, and everybody has their own thoughts and everything. And somebody said, well, you know, is she really a good mom when she left her kids over there in the first place? She's just now thinking about her kids according to what we see. But that's according to what we see and what's edited on the show. I'm not going to badmouth her or say she's a bad mom. But I do see an issue where, yes, she should have been more mindful of the future and how her children were going to be able to come to America as well. You know, sex was an issue for them. She's been worried about the sex issue, and she's been worried about plastic surgery and trying to be more attractive for Gino. And she's been worried about being accustomed to a certain lifestyle of what she's used to or what she likes or what her ex used to give her. So this is all the things that they are dramatizing and showing us and featuring for their relationship. And we're not really seeing much about the kids. So it does put her in a bad light as far as, does she really care about, or is she really thinking about her children at this time? And that's one of the struggles I feel when it comes to when people either divorce or leave a relationship, or they don't really get married at all and they go to the next relationship, and how the kids kind of may suffer from that because, you know, the parent is trying to start a new relationship and they're putting a lot into that and they're not spending as much time with their kids, and they're not, and I've known that, I've seen that, that's a real thing, that's not something made up. When people are no longer with their spouse and they're in the new relationship and they're trying to work that, they're trying to grow that, and the kids can sometimes get lost in the whole situation as they're trying to build this new relationship. And that's just another reason why I do believe that God wants marriage. We talk about faith, love, and trends here, so I'm always going to bring up one of those topics or more, or all of them at the same time. But I definitely think that's the reason that God really wants us to be in a stable, committed relationship. We are already solidified with our partner. Our children come and we can give them as much love as we can give them. I mean, life and relationships and everything is a balancing act, of course, but to have a stable relationship, then first comes love, then comes marriage, then comes the baby with the baby carriage. If you guys remember that old nursery rhyme, that's the order that it should come in, because that's the best way for the family dynamic. That's the best way for the kids. But when you find yourself in broken relationships, which can happen for various reasons, and you could be married and you could end up getting divorced, these things happen. But you may find yourself in that scenario where this is what happens with the kids. They kind of fall to the wayside of the situation. And especially if you're going abroad, you're leaving your kids thousands of miles away. And I can see that it is taking a toll on her, but to just have to do that, it's just, to even be that far from your kids, it just sounds like a lot. And you wouldn't want to have such a huge separation. But I'm hoping the best for Jasmine, that she's able to get back with her kids. I believe her kids need her. Her kids love her. And I'm really also hoping that they get these legal issues taken care of. Maybe Gino can be a little less stubborn. Maybe he can find a way. Maybe he can find a way for Jasmine to help as well and not put everything on him. What can they do? Is there an alternative? Is there a way that they could get this money? Is there a loan? Is there something that could be done and Jasmine can help pay this loan back? What can be done where she can get her kids in America and they can have the family that they've been wanting? So again, you know, always wishing the best for these situations to turn out well, never hoping that it goes the other way. Family is important, especially when you have kids and you're trying to do things the right way. Maybe everything wasn't right in their relationship, but they are now husband and wife, so they are trying to take these things off on a good foot from this point on. So hoping the best for them and the kids. All right, now I want to point out Mahmood and Nicole. Mahmood is moved to, I believe, LA, and I think he's from Egypt. And he's trying to get used to that whole scenario and just how kind of weird and quirky Nicole is, and also the fact that he doesn't like the way she dressed. Clothes are a huge issue. Showing body parts is a huge issue, even if it's a tiny little speck of area of your body. He just, I mean, depending on his religious beliefs, he has certain feelings about that. But, you know, Mahmood didn't seem very happy as he got there. She was trying to cheer him up, but she did say they did have a good night, spending the night together. So I guess they're good in that department. Mahmood is 31. She's 40. I'm not sure if kids are in the future. They're already married. They've been married for a while, but they've just been trying to figure out their living situation because Egypt was not a good place for her. And the way the women had to dress and the lifestyle there for women, she wasn't happy with it. So Mahmood is trying there to see how things go there. And recently, in the last episode, he saw, I believe, a woman dressed in a hijab, something more close to his culture. And she felt he was looking a little bit too long at this woman, and she was threatened. She's like, I can send you back to Egypt. I can just throw you on a plane. You know, she had an attitude about it. And she kind of turned the tables on him. He's now in her country. And she's kind of being, I think, a bit controlling and having that takeover vibe. Even though she did something good and said, you know, honey, whatever you need for to get adjusted and comfortable, I'll help you. I understand, because I wasn't comfortable in Egypt. So I know it's going to take time for you to get comfortable here. She talks about how much she loves America and how anything goes. And she didn't realize how much she loved her own culture. And all of these things is what she's sharing as she's supposed to be ushering her husband into America. I didn't know they had quite an age difference. And again, I'm not even sure if kids are in the mix. I mean, she could still have a child at 40. But I don't know what their future thoughts and plans are. But he definitely seems very homesick. And she's kind of throwing him under the bus, feeling the way she felt when he was looking at that young lady. She really should have discussed it with him instead of just, again, throwing him under the bus, throwing the book at him, just totally giving it to him without really. And, you know, they kind of showed it. I didn't see it very well, so I can't judge. I mean, if I would have seen it myself and just saw him staring this woman down or looking a certain way, then maybe I too would be like, hey, Mahmood, that's not, you know, you can go back to Egypt. But I couldn't see very well what she saw. And I think she just kind of flew off the handle and he reacted at that point. So we're going to see what's going to happen next time when it comes to that situation. But, you know, it's too early for me to tell. I don't think Nicole is exactly treating him like he treated her. But to me, for the most part, his treatment of her wasn't really bad. He was following his religious and cultural background. I didn't like the isolation there. I didn't like how the men and women had to be separated and the men get to go hang out and have fun while the women, you know, they hang out but they can't cross. Like, I can't go out with my husband, and all of these things is considered, you know, you can, but it's not like, it's mostly when you go have fun, you have fun with the same sex. That was the thing that was kind of, I didn't really like about that scenario. But, you know, we'll see. I hope that their relationship gets better. It seems like it's just been toxic, and for years they haven't been able to figure out what they are supposed to be doing and how they're supposed to be handling things. I feel like it's a different type of toxicity. I don't feel like it's detrimental, but I feel like they just have to figure things out. And if they do, things can really start to work out. So, again, I wish the best for them. And what would you do, ladies, if your man was looking at someone in a certain type of way? And how would you address that? Would you address it in that way? Would you pull him to the side and just chat with him there? Would you chat with him when you got home? Like, what would your vibe be if you were in that scenario? And, you know, would you react the way Nicole reacted? So that's a question I have for you. You can always comment on whatever platform you're listening or hanging out with me on, or you can email me at cbiztv@yahoo.com. That's cbiztv@yahoo.com. Would love to hear your thoughts and comments. And I think I'm going to end here with Sophie and Rob. Sophie and Rob are now in their new place, and Sophie has been actually living with her friend because she's upset again with Rob online cheating, having these contacts in his phone that he never got rid of, and connecting with women online. So that's his major crime. She's upset with him still about this and has left him. He's trying to make amends, but some of the ways he's doing it is controlling, and she's accused him of being controlling. And he's, when he was trying to make up with her, he made a note and a list saying, you know, try to work with me, clean your stuff up, put your makeup items up, don't use all the tissue on all this stuff. And she's like, well, you're the only person that I've ever seen to count the tissue squares when I go to the restroom. And he's like, well, you use a whole roll of tissue a day and all of this. And I thought it was quite petty, that their arguments. But when it comes to relationships and marriage, these little things can become big things and can add up. And you kind of have to learn how to live with each other. You are dealing with, now she's 24, but at first she was 23. Now she's 24, and I believe he's 33 or something like that. So you're dealing with someone that's quite young. You're dealing with someone, I don't know if she was spoiled. It sounds like she did for herself, or she worked for herself. But at this time, she's not be able to do that until she's able, I assume, to get a work visa. So I don't know how well she's able to contribute to the household. Whatever the case, I know that Rob has come through struggle. You know, the last place they were in, it was a separate bathroom. You had to go outside to get to the restroom in their apartment complex. So I know, and then he talked about before how he just struggled a lot, didn't have anyone to help him. So he has that struggle mindset, and when somebody has that, it's something that you have to work with. It's something that has to be broken. And I don't know his financial job situation. Obviously, he's doing good enough for them to have their own place, but maybe there's still, money is still tight, and who can't agree with that? Who can't relate with that? I mean, we can all say our money is tight in this day and age. So I understand where he's coming from on some level, but counting the tissue squares, I believe, is too far. It may be somewhat like you're raising a child. She's in her early 20s. I mean, you're not raising her, but she is. And we do know that women progress quicker than men, as we know, mentally and intellectually. And don't get me, guys, but this is like a scientific fact that I'm sure is scientifically written down somewhere. But email me if it isn't, and if you have any gripes, email me at cbiztv@yahoo.com. But we know this, but I can still see she has childish behavior. She wants what she wants. I don't even think she sees marriage as serious as it is. And it's some things that she has to learn and grow on. And Rob, you kind of have to break out of that struggle mentality, and try to figure out a way to work with her as a wife, treat her as a wife, yet kind of guide her and not treat her as your child or your kid. And I see she is giving off some of those vibes, but you have to do things in a certain way. So he tries to make things up with her. He actually, this time, instead of giving her this list of requirements, he's now written her a poem and reads a poem to her. They go line dancing and kind of try to learn that. So he's trying to be romantic. He's trying to get things back together and work on things. And then she drops the idea that one of her friends from, I'm not sure exactly what country she's from, but I believe somewhere in Europe, is coming to visit her, and it's a guy friend. So then that becomes an issue for him as well. So we'll see what's going to happen with that situation. And are these people really living happily ever after with a question mark? That is the question. That is the name of the series. That is the name of the show. As we follow some of the couples that we've seen in previous and past 90 Day Fiancé seasons and franchises and episodes, and see if they really do have their happily ever after. I believe that happily ever after is a process. It is not a fairy tale like we know of Cinderella and Snow White, and they lived happily ever after. What is the story behind happily ever after? And this is what this show is kind of trying to bring to us in a reality show type of way. And you can question yourself, you know, again, everything's not going to be perfect. We have some of these preconceived notions of what relationships are supposed to be and do and end up as, and it's just not factual. And you see people have struggled and people have gone through, but yet they've stuck together. And it depends on the people, it depends on the resolve, it depends on if you want it. Basically, you have to want it and you have to work. It's a continuous process to work on your relationship. You may think after you get married, da-da-da-da, everything is happily ever after. But no, it's a continued working process. Now we have to figure each other out in a living situation, not just a couple relationship situation, but a living situation, 24/7, work, school, possibly kids, depending on what happens in you guys' choices in life. All of these things is a continuous process, and I think that it's great to have a continuous process. It's great to continue to learn and grow. I think it would be boring if, well, everything was expected once you're married and everything's expected to be perfect. And I've seen YouTubers and people talk about marriage and how your spouse changes. So people are saying, you know, you would stick with the same person forever. No, that person is going to evolve. That person is going to change, maybe for the good, maybe for the better, maybe for not so good. But how do you work with that? How do you deal with that? How do you overcome those things? Can you? All of these things come into question, and it makes for good, entertaining TV when it comes to reality shows, but it also makes for good, thoughtful topics that maybe you want to talk about when it comes to your future of your relationships, your current marriage. All of these things can come up when it comes to this type of programming. So this is why we cover it. Faith, love, and trends. What are your thoughts? Hit us up. Connect with us anytime. Email cbiztv@yahoo.com. That's cbiztv@yahoo.com. This is Irene. But before I close, I do want to say this was a very heartwarming moment with Kobe and Emily. Kobe is from Cameroon and Emily is American. And Emily is a Caucasian and her whole family comes to Cameroon to Kobe's family and meets him for the first time. Kobe gets them dressed up in their traditional clothing. I almost forgot this part, but this part is kind of a good part that I really wanted to talk about. And so they come to meet the family in the traditional clothing. And it was just a heartwarming scene, how they welcome the family, they hug them. People of two nationalities, two colors, two different cultures and backgrounds. I could really see the love there. It was a very heartwarming event to see them connect like this. But the big thing is that Kobe's father wants them now to get married in Cameroon right in front of him so it could be official for their culture. So that's something that they're stressed about. But before that, you know, it was just a whole lot of love. And then I know that, and then they show different things in Cameroon, you know, some of the attitudes of the people, the traffic, and just different scenarios that may be different in different cultures. And some people may look at the fact that, you know, Emily and her family, who are white, are wearing traditional African clothing. Is that appropriation? Is that, you know, is it okay for them to do something like that because that is not their culture? Well, according to her husband, who is of that culture, he's the one that came up with this idea to dress in this manner and to come in this way. So, in my opinion, I don't feel there's anything wrong with it. He approved it, so I don't see a problem. Give me your thoughts and comments on that, but it was just really a heartwarming session to see them together, to see the welcoming, to see the combining of these people that are very two opposite, polar opposite cultures, so far from each other in distance and maybe in mindset, but the beauty of them coming together, I think, was a very powerful thing and a great thing to see. And another reason why I do enjoy some of these reality shows or some of these shows that really let us see some insights into new worlds, showing people unite and come together. I just thought that that was just a beautiful thing. It's TLC, the learning channel, and we do need to learn how to love, learn how to get along, learn how to unite. But we also need to learn how to not fight so much and not be whiny like Jasmine. It's some petty things that goes on this show, definitely, but it is some things that go on that I can relate to, I can connect to when it comes to love and relationships. And I think that could be eye-opening for others that are watching that may have not had some of these experiences. So just wanted to point that out as I close. It was a good, heartwarming part of the program. And I just wish the best for Kobe, Emily, and their whole family as their families combine. And is it a culture clash? Maybe in some ways, but I didn't see it there. I just saw two sets of families that loved and cared and wanted to unite. And I think that was a beautiful thing. Thoughts, comments, again, email me at cbiztv@yahoo.com. You guys, you know, I really want you to email me because I keep telling you to email me at cbiztv@yahoo.com. So if you can, if you want to do that, this is Irene, Faith, Love, and Trends. All the best. God bless. Thank you.